Welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. This morning during the program, your host, Mark Friedman, may discuss specific financial planning and investment ideas. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Financial planning and investment advice is offered through Friedman Financial, an SEC-registered investment advisor located in Peabody, Massachusetts. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, a member of FINRA and SIPC. Friedman Financial is a separate entity from LPL Financial. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Always consult a certified financial planner professional, qualified attorney, or tax advisor prior to investing to determine what is appropriate for you. Listeners to this radio show should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the investment company carefully before investing. The prospectus contains this and other information about the mutual fund, variable annuity, and variable annuity subaccounts. To obtain a prospectus, you may contact Friedman Financial or your financial advisor. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making a potential investment. And now, here's the host of Dollars and Cents, Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial.
Good morning and welcome to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We are live in studio right here. Sitting across the North Beverly train station, high above the studios at North Shore 104.9 right here in Beverly. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and above the now open and fabulous tasting Daniela's Restaurante. I actually went there. Well, last week we had Daniela on the radio telling you about how great the restaurant was going to be, and you know, I could only imagine. But Tuesday night, I went. I went with Laura, and I will tell you, there is a huge difference, if you're wondering, between Daniela's Restaurante and Daniela's Cafe. Everybody's wondering, is the cafe still open across from McKinnon's in Danvers? And of course, yes, it is. But it is a different experience at Daniela's Restaurante. By the way, try to get a reservation there. Figure a couple weeks out right now. I wanted to go even last minute, last night, And Daniela laughed at me. She said, Mark, we are booked for like 2 weeks. So if you want to go at 4 o'clock, I'm sure they can accommodate you for dinner. But go for it. I mean, you know, with this new deadline that Governor Baker has imposed, a lot of these restaurants have to shut down early. They got to squeeze everybody in. But folks, don't miss Daniela's Restaurante. It is fabulous. You'll love the garlic bread. Now, that's not even something you have to order. You know, when you went to Daniela's Cafe, you would get that great ciabatta bread that they would bake right there in the place. Well, not they're using that ciabatta bread in Daniela's Restaurante, but they're making it into garlic bread, and that's what gets delivered fresh to your table when you sit down. It's awesome. So the whole experience is great. I encourage you to swing by there. Anyways, we are here in studio live today. I'm actually going to take calls. So if you're listening to the show today, here's the phone number, 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. I'm happy to take calls for the hour, though I understand many of you prefer to just lay in bed and sit with your coffee or just drive around somewhere in town and listen to some advice. Trust me, I got plenty of things to share. But if you've got a pressing question, something that you say, you know, maybe I've never called into a radio show before, or think, you know, maybe Mark can give me that pearl of wisdom that I've been looking for this week, I will do my best. Can't guarantee you the answer is going to be what you want to hear. I would promise I will be extraordinarily honest, but give us a call, 800-370-1049, if you'd like to call in. Yes, we are live in studio today. Anyways, I got a bunch of things that I want to share with you. We are heading towards the end of the year. There's roughly, what, six to seven weeks left in 2020, and I'm sure we would all like to forget about 2020. Remember when we were heading into 2020, we had those glasses that they made for New Year's with the circles, because it worked so perfectly. You could wear a set of glasses for 2020, and we were going to make everything was going to be more clear, because that's what 2020 is, right? 2020 vision, the whole thing. Well, what a lie that was. It's been the biggest mess up in history. I mean, nothing is going as planned this year, nothing at all. But there have been some great pearls of wisdom, some great things that have happened. And, but there's also been some challenges, lots of challenges as well. We've learned to make do with what we have, but folks, I think we're all getting a bit fatigued. Fortunately, this past week, Dr. Fauci came out and he said, folks, I can finally tell you that this pandemic is going to end. Yeah. The pandemic. Now, when's it going to end? Who knows? But he sees a light at the end of the tunnel. Look, Pfizer came out with some great news this past week. Actually, I think it was a week prior. Moderna came out with some great news. Eli Lilly has come out with some great news. So, folks, we are going to wrap our arms around this virus. We are going to solve the problem. But before we do so, we've got to get the challenges that face us right now under control. This whole idea, a lot of people are going to come home for Thanksgiving. You know, a lot of states are seeing their numbers increase, of course, with positive test results. Folks, wear that mask, wash your hands, stay diligent, watch your surroundings. We got a few more months of this, and if we do it right, we can come out on the other side far better. So I encourage you to do that. But while you're at home for the next 6 weeks or so, I'd encourage you to take a look at your own personal finances. There's some things that you can do, some strategies that you can put into play that will help you prepare for the next year. And here's one of them. I want you to think to yourself, how many 1099s did you get in the mail last year? You know, that's when you're starting to do your taxes and you get all of these tax forms in the mail. And maybe there's a 1099 from brokerage firm A, from, let's say, Merrill Lynch, or something that comes from Charles Schwab, or something that comes from Fidelity. And you say to yourself, this stuff is just a pain in the neck. I got to put all this stuff together. Did you know that you can consolidate all of those? Why do you need accounts spread all over the place? And some might say, well, Mark, I was always told, don't put all of your eggs in one basket. Well, when that term came about, don't put all of your eggs in one basket, that meant don't put all of your eggs into one stock. Don't buy just Coca-Cola or just Apple or just Dunkin' Donuts. Because we know stocks go up and stocks go down. No one knows the direction of what will happen. That's putting all of your eggs in one basket. When you buy a mutual fund, you have begun to spread that risk out where you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket, because a mutual fund has at minimum 20 stocks in it. Because did you know that a mutual fund generally can't have more than 5% of its portfolio in any one given stock? So that's going to guarantee at least 20. And most mutual funds have close to 100 or even 200 in their portfolio. So that's not putting all of your eggs in one basket, because you're spreading it around into, say, 50 or 100 different stocks. And think about this, 50 or 100 different stocks. Some of these mutual funds might own both Coca-Cola and Pepsi. So if Coca-Cola has a lousy day, or some kid in Topeka, Kansas pops open a can of Coke, drinks it, and dies because there was poison inside, that's not going to be great PR for Coca-Cola. But I bet Pepsi's stock goes up while Coca-Cola is going down. I mean, that's a terrible example, but that's true. That's happened. I mean, we've seen what happened with Tylenol. Remember years ago, there was the Tylenol scare and all of those things. That happens. Other companies benefit when another company has a tough ride. When you're in a mutual fund, you have that diversification. But what you do to further diversify your portfolio is, chances are many people have multiple mutual funds representing different sectors or segments of the market. So when you have all of that, you're not putting all of your eggs in one basket, are you? But many people, I find, have accounts at Fidelity, at Charles Schwab, at UBS, at LPL, at Merrill Lynch, at a variety of different places. And they all have mutual funds in all of them. And they say, well, Mark, I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. Well, you're not. The only thing that you're concerned about is saying, well, I don't know if I want to have all of my money at Fidelity or all of my money at Charles Schwab or at LPL Financial or at Merrill Lynch or wherever it might be. But why? What are you worried about? These are big companies. They're not going anywhere. And besides, they don't even hold your money. Your mutual funds, when you own a mutual fund, it's held by the investment company, the Putnam, the Janus, the Vanguard, or whatever it might be, not held by Merrill Lynch. They are just the bookkeeper, in a sense, to report everything properly to you. And the bookkeeping requires a 1099 to be issued. So why would you want to get four 1099s if you had four different brokerage accounts? Why not get one? Let's consolidate it up. This is a great time to consolidate your investment accounts so that come January, you'll only start, for next year, you'll only get one 1099. That is financial advice in a language you can understand. And we're here in studio today live, taking your calls if you'd like. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. Call with your questions. What's on your mind when it comes to money? What are you worried about? You're thinking about how this election might impact your portfolio? We can talk about that. You could want to talk about how you're planning for the end of the year. You're talking about why some stocks are going up and some stocks are going down. Are you worried about low interest rates? Are you worried about taking Social Security? Maybe you're approaching retirement. It's the end of the year and you're thinking, oh my goodness, what do I do for 2021? Happy to answer those questions. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. Here to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand. But we are talking about year-end tax planning and financial planning ideas. Here's another one. Have you taken a look to see if you have money in your flexible spending account with your employer? Many companies offer a flexible spending account. But the flexible spending account works this way. You use it or you lose it. And you have 6 weeks left. If now's the time to go out and buy a pair of new eyeglasses, maybe you need some new supplies for your CPAP machine. Whatever it might be that you need, use this money, folks. This is free money that is given to you, free dollars that the company is saying, here. But if you don't spend it, we're keeping it. You need to spend the money. That, financial advice in a language you can understand. Here's another one. Your company offers you a 401k. And I always find it interesting that people will say, well, Mark, how much should I put into my 401k plan? Your 401k plan is structured so that you can put money in on a tax-deferred basis, pre-tax basis. How much should you put in? Number one, put in as much as you can. Put in as much as you, I mean, if you're over 50, you can put in $26,000. But maybe that you're saying to yourself, how could I even do that? Maybe you can, but if you can't, do something. Do something, because here's two things that are going to happen. That is free money for you. Now you're saying, well, Mark, you haven't said anything about a match yet. What about the company match? You have free money before the match even comes into play. And that's what many people forget about. Let's say you're in the 20% tax bracket. Okay, let's say you're in the 20% tax bracket and you want to put in $100 this week into your 401k plan. Well, if you put $100 into your 401k plan, you've just saved yourself from paying $20 on that $100 if you were to take it through payroll. So think about this. The employer pays you $100. You say, I don't want to put it into my 401k plan. They say, okay, no problem. We'll just withhold our taxes on this. We'll withhold Social Security tax. We'll withhold state tax. We'll withhold federal tax. And let's just use that number as 20%. So here you go, Mr. Employee or Mrs. Employee. Here's $80. Well, wait a second. I just made $100 and you're giving me $80. Well, yeah, taxes happen. We got to take the taxes out. Well, if you put money into your 401k, that $100, guess what? You don't have to pay federal or state taxes on that $100 yet. So the whole $100 gets invested. You get to allow that money to grow for maybe 10, 15, 20, 30, 35 years. And yes, when you take the money out, and you don't take it out all at once, you take it out in bits and pieces, that's when you'd start to pay tax on the money. But you allowed all that extra money to grow. You got an extra 20% for free. And that's not even counting the match. So when we get back, let's talk about how the match works with the 401k plan as well. And while you're waiting, while we take this break, grab your phone, think about a question. Go to the phone, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. I'm here live in studio. I'm Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049.
No, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yeba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family. Dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery, dine like one big Italian family.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. Or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Money, 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 money.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, where we've been providing financial planning and investment management advice to individuals and families all over the North Shore since 1968. And hey, folks, I think I've got some breaking news for you. I could be perhaps one of the first people to break this news to you. This just came across my phone to prove that we are live in studio. Here we are. It's 8:20 a.m. on Sunday, and I just get this news that says President Trump tweets that Biden won because of a rigged election. This is President Trump's tweet that just came out. He won because the election was rigged. No vote watchers or observers allowed. Vote tabulated by a radical left privately owned company, Dominion, with a bad reputation and bum equipment that couldn't even qualify for Texas, which I won by a lot, the fake and silent media, and more. He makes no sense in this tweet, but I think this may be the best we'll get from a concession from Donald Trump of the election. So take that for what it is. Breaking news here on North Shore 104.9. And I believe, Biff, you're looking at me. I think we have a caller on the line, don't we?
We do, Mark. We have Steve from Peabody, and he has a quandrum with student loans. He doesn't quite know how to handle it. He needs your advice.
All right.
Steve, well, you there?
Steve, how are we doing today? Steve from Peabody, what's up?
Hey, Mark, thank you for letting me understand everything and financial advice that we can understand.
It's my pleasure.
How do you say that again? What is that?
I said it's my pleasure.
Oh, no problem. Hey, question for you. Student loans. So should we start paying those off now, or should we wait? Are they going to be wiped out by the next administration? What's going on there?
Ooh, that's a good question. I cannot imagine that student loans are going to be wiped out by the next administration. I think the college kids can rally around the White House for as long as they want, but student loans are not, in my opinion, going to be wiped out. Certainly not in your lifetime or the time that your child is waiting to have a student loan wiped out. So, unfortunately, when the time comes for you to have to pay them off, I'd come up with a strategy, come up with a plan, pay it off, because there is no way that's happening. Now, that's not to say that the administration may at some point try to figure out a way to make community college free, perhaps, and paid for by the government, that is something that might happen. But wiping out student loans is something that just simply isn't going to happen. It is a pipe dream, in my opinion, but hey, I've been wrong before.
Thank you. Appreciate
Thanks.
The advice.
Thanks for calling in, Steve. Have a great day. We appreciate it. All right.
Bye now.
Bye now. So we're taking free calls, I was going to say. We're taking live calls here on the radio. 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. If you've got a call for us, we're trying to provide you with some financial advice in a language you can understand. And we're going to go back and finish up our conversation that we had in the first segment, which talked about the 401k. And I talked about why even if your employer is not offering a match, you're still getting free money. Mark, how is that? Well, think about this. I'll review this one again. Let's say you wanted to put $100. You were contemplating on whether you wanted to put $100 each pay period into your 401k plan or not. Well, if you have $100 that's being paid to you and you choose not to put it into the 401k plan, your employer is going to deduct federal and state taxes on that $100. So let's say that totals 20%. We're using that as a number. So 20% on $100 is $20. So that means that your net pay on that $100 would be $80. But if you chose to put the money into the 401k plan, not only do you put in 80, you put in the full 100. And you don't have to pay tax on that money on your 401k plan until you start taking money out of your 401k, which could be 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. Because remember, when you retire, you don't just cash out your 401k. You don't cash out your IRAs. You take pieces of it and you pay tax on that. So there's an automatic 20% return on your investment by simply, if you're in the 20% tax bracket, by putting money into the 401k. And then if there's a match, let's say your employer matches, I don't know, 100% of the first 4% of your pay. That's another free amount of money that they're going to put in. So you've got the free money you get from tax deferral, the free money from your employer. Man, that's free money. That's almost a 20, 25, 30% rate of return. Before you even picked an investment, you could put this money into cash and you're getting, where can you get a 20% return on cash? Well, you can't really get it on cash, but you're getting 20% of more being added to the cash. That makes a lot of sense. Don't miss this opportunity. And if you haven't participated in your 401k plan yet, you still have 6 weeks. Maybe you can bulk up a little bit and say, you know what? Maybe I don't need this extra take-home pay for the last 6 weeks. Maybe I saved some money over the course of the year. You could perhaps increase your 401k contribution for the last few weeks and then readjust next year. Lots of things you can do. But you have to be a little bit thoughtful about your own personal financial planning. Not what your neighbor's doing, not what your mother tells you, not what your dad said, not what your teacher told you. None of that stuff. You got to look at yourself. And that's one of the hardest things about financial planning. One of the hardest things to do with financial planning is to take advice that is specifically for you and not something that's driven to you by somebody else. Unless it's somebody that's providing advice from the perspective of placing your interests first. See, at Friedman Financial, we are fiduciaries. My job is to place your interests first. We are certified financial planners. We are held by a code of ethics that we take extraordinarily seriously in our office. And before I ever offer a piece of specific advice to you, and remember, the advice that I'm providing here on the radio is general in nature. I don't know your specific situation. I'm trying to provide advice that's general. But when it comes to you, my job is to be specific. My job is to give you advice in a language you can understand, but I'm only going to do that when I know where everything is and what everything is worth, because that is the secret to success in building a financial planning strategy. You see, I want you to think about this expression. I use this a lot. We provide investment advice through financial planning. We provide investment advice through financial planning. Many people in my profession provide financial planning advice through investment planning. There's a big difference there. When we provide financial planning, when we provide investment advice through financial planning, it means that I need to take care of the financial planning stuff first. We need to know where everything is. We need to know what your sources of income are. We need to understand the expenses that you have. We need to understand, yes, how your investments are allocated, whether it's in a 401k, in a personal account, perhaps it's in a trust. Maybe you have an annuity or an insurance policy. Maybe you own a home or a second home. Maybe you have a mortgage. Maybe you have an equity loan that's outstanding. Maybe you have car payments or student loans. But if we know where everything is and what everything is worth, and then work to try to help you understand how much do you need to spend to sustain your ongoing life, then we can begin to build a strategy using investments to say this makes sense. Maybe you're taking too much risk. Maybe you're not taking enough risk. Do you know? How do you know? Based upon what Cramer says on CNBC or Susie Orman offers up on PBS? Your situation is so unique. We have 450 households at Friedman Financial, each one of them with their own unique story. And I'd like to tell you that I've seen it all. I've seen hundreds, thousands, maybe tens of thousands of clients over my 29-year experience here in Peabody. But I will tell you, every story is different. And what I try to do here on Sundays is bring you real life examples, things that I hear in my office, things that I see on the street, experiences that really happen, because I know pieces of these things are relatable to you. You can catch on to something and say, aha, that's what I was thinking, or this is where I'm stuck. So if now is the time for you to get serious about saying, I want to understand my whole financial planning situation, I want to talk with somebody that can give me some ideas and strategies to put me on a path towards success and help me know ahead of time that if I'm facing some points of vulnerability, where can I go? What can I do? What strategies can I consider to make this all happen? We're live in studio today, taking your calls, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-1049. This is Dollars and Cents, and we do this every Sunday from 8 to 9 a.m. It's been kind of fun coming in live in the studio. We're over the past, I don't know, several months, I've been recording my show from, you know, my office in the house or my office at the office in Peabody. And we're there. We are back in the office on Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. We are visiting with clients either through Zoom, if that's comfortable to you, or if you want in the office, we'll meet with you. Of course, we got to wear the masks and stuff. We got to do that, but we have to follow the protocols. I want to help you. And it seems like this past month has been one of those times where everybody seems to want to talk. Everybody wants to come in and share their situation. And I'm looking at Biff, my producer, across the way, and it looks like we just have another call that's just came in. Biff, who do we have on the line?
Mark, we seem to be red hot in Peabody.
I guess so.
Just two in a row from Peabody.
Two in a row. Wow.
Mike from Peabody has a question on his IRA. He needs your advice.
All right.
Mike, you there?
I am, yep.
Mike, how you doing? This is Mark Friedman. You're listening to Dollars and Cents. Actually, you're on the air on Dollars and Cents. Mike, what's
Mark,
going on?
Good morning. I get your newsletter every Friday.
Oh, thanks.
I'm actually retired, and I'm with a financial firm, and it's a 50-50 deal, you know, equities to fixed income.
Sure.
Part of the LPL financial platform, which I know you guys use also.
Right.
I'm curious, do I have control within those funds, the LPL mutual funds that they use, to change what they're investing in? And does everybody have this when you're like 50-50 with that, there's something like that, does everybody that has that mix have the same investments, or can I control which ones are within that mutual fund?
So thanks for the question, Michael. So I need to understand a little bit more about your portfolio, because some people, and you know, one of the things that's unique about LPL Financial is there's 18,000 advisors across the country, and each advisor has the ability to build investment strategies that are unique for their clients. So you're saying you're in a kind of a fixed 50-50 portfolio. And I know that LPL offers some programs where you're basically buying a fixed portfolio, which gives you limitations on what you can do with it. It's in fact, even the manager can't even do anything. Your advisor can't even do anything. It's structured and left by other managers to make the moves. Do you have any idea what kind of a portfolio you have? My guess is no.
I don't know how I would know what it is. Like I said, I'm through an investment firm.
Right.
And I can go online and look at what's within that portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, it's 50% equities, 50% fixed income. And I just, within that equity part of the 50, is that the same for everybody?
No, it's not. No, and that's the thing. Well, it's the same. It all depends on what you have. So I'm going to try to get a little specific with you, if you don't mind. So,
sure.
First of all, have you ever asked this question of your advisor?
To be honest with you, I have not done that. When we originally set it up, a year or so when I retired.
Yeah.
We set it up so there'd be so much, in cash, so much in fixed, and so much in equity.
Sure.
And then I haven't, and then the rest was up to their investment arm of their company to invest that equity part of it, and then the fixed part, which, of course, the fixed is bonds and, stuff that's pretty stable.
So do you know whether the financial advisor picked those investments or whether the financial advisor hired a firm or some other program at LPL to pick them for him?
I guess I'm not sure.
You don't know that.
It's a pretty fairly good sized outfit, and I know they use this LPL, but how the funds that they invest in is arrived at, I guess I'm not sure of. Is that something I should be asking him?
Well, it's something you're paying for, right? Uh-huh. You are paying something for it. Are you paying? Do you know if you're paying him on a commission basis or on a fee basis?
No, it's a fee. It's a fee basis.
Well, there you go. I mean, so you're paying a fee annually, every year. And my feeling, and one of the points that I make here on this radio show all the time, if you're paying real money, I mean, you're not paying $15 here. You're paying probably a percent of the assets under management. And this could go into the thousands of dollars.
Correct.
And so here you are calling me to ask, how is my advisor managing my money? And yet you're continuing to pay this advisor money. This is one of those things where I say, I'm glad you called. I mean, because your question that you're asking is so typical of so many other people. It's like, well, I pay my advisor, but I really don't want to bother him with so many questions. I just would try to find it out somewhere else. So so here's the thing with LPL. LPL is a great company, but there are multiple channels in which an advisor can use to fund and fulfill a client's needs for investing. And sometimes LPL is a program that's called MWP, for instance, or PWP, which are acronyms for these managed portfolios, where they take money that you have and they put it into a fixed portfolio that could be 50% stock, 50% bond. But the advisor isn't picking the investments. The investments are already chosen. And so the advisor is basically serving as, I always refer to them as the maitre d'. Basically, you're paying a fee to the advisor to be the maitre d' at a restaurant. And when you go into a restaurant, how much would you pay it? If you were to go to a nice restaurant and the maitre d' said, oh, sure, let me take you to your table, that'll be 1% for me to take you to the table. You wouldn't do that. And so I'm not saying that the advisor is doing something wrong. I just think that there's some clarity that's necessary. Because, for instance, the way we manage money in the office, when we build a portfolio for you, yes, having a 50-50 portfolio could make a lot of sense for you. But we are going to select those investments. We are going to have a conversation about why these investments make sense. And if you said, Mark, hey, I've heard about the XYZ Growth and Income Fund. Could we consider this for my portfolio? The answer would be, absolutely, yes. Let's look at this. Let's see how it fits. But you're paying for that relationship, for that conversation. You should be paying more. You should be paying, you should be expecting more for the fee that you're paying if all you're getting is a maitre d's service. So yeah. I'm not quite sure that I answered your question, but maybe some clarity.
Well, yes and no. I'm not really, I don't have an issue with the firm, but, you know, when I look on there and I see different funds, whatever they are within that equity part of it, whether it be direction, but we know whatever they are, there are a number of different funds, probably 10 or 15 funds that are within that equity portion of it. I'm just curious, I certainly would not know how to change those or rebalance them or whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. but the advisor should have an idea. I mean, with the 50% equity part, that's supposed to be a growth part of it, and the other part is to be stable for my retirement. Drawing down so much a month, but I could call him and see what that portfolio, portfolio actually entails, and what it's trying to accomplish. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Well, that would be one thing. But think about this. If you're paying a management fee to somebody, I think you want more than just somebody who just dumps your money into a portfolio and periodically gives you a call to say, here's how it's doing. Our feeling is that when you pay a fee to a financial advisor, that fee should cover all of the advice surrounding your financial life. The management mm-hmm. of money should just be one portion of what managing money is. In fact, there was a report that came out by Vanguard last year that talked about if all you get from your financial advisor is them to build a portfolio for you and you want to pay a fee for it, you should be paying them 0.25%, because that's all that's worth. It's the other 75.75 that's worth advice on your financial life. So I'd go and you have every right to challenge your financial advisor to say, what am I getting for the fee that I'm paying? And the way you're asking your questions, I would strongly advise you to go to your financial advisor and learn more. If you want to talk to us later, you want to get a second opinion, I'm happy to talk to you about that, but that's totally up to you. But I'd first start by picking up the phone and giving this guy a call.
Yeah, like I said, I'm not displeased with them. I'm just curious as to how they make their choices, what it's invested in. So I guess I should call them and see what they're trying to, accomplish, what their goal is, I guess, with what they're investing my money in.
You got it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, thanks, Mike. Okay. We really appreciate your call. Just want to remind everybody, we put out a weekly newsletter. It looks like Mike is a subscriber to it. We put out a free weekly newsletter every Friday. It lands in your mailbox at 10:30 in the morning. It's called Planning Pointers. Go to our website, FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, to E's and a D, Financial.com. Go to the bottom of any page, put in your name, your email address, and boom, you will join the 7,500 other subscribers who get Planning Pointers each and every Friday. We are live in studio taking your calls, 800-370-1049. That's 800-370-49. We'll be right back with more financial advice in a language you can understand.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with you my story.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Aired by the Massachusetts Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's Paul from Gentilly Brewing reminding you to support your local brewery at 59 Park Street in Beverly. We're here to go for all your beer-to-go needs, including our year-round beer and many Gentilly seasonal beers and cans, plus a rotating selection of beer for growler fills. November 19th is our triple beer release with English Bitter, Autumn Sour, and Rileside Pale Ale, all in cans. The brewery is open for to-go beer only, Thursdays and Fridays, 4 to 8 p.m., and Saturdays, noon to 4 p.m. Place an order for pickup on our website, or just walk in. For more info and to celebrate Thanksgiving Eve with us, visit Gentilly, G-E-N-T-I-L-E Brewing.com.
Hi, This is Mark Friedman, president of Friedman Financial and host of Dollars and Cents, heard here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. Each week, I try to provide listeners with financial advice in a language you can understand. And much of my advice comes from real-life situations that happens in my office, Friedman Financial, each and every day. You see, at Friedman Financial, we help individuals and families create smart strategies for spending money in retirement. Our approach is committed to placing your interests first. And best of all, Friedman Financial is independent, and we're a fee-based financial planning and investment management firm. We're absolutely committed to helping you get your financial house in order. When you're ready to get serious about your financial planning needs, give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108, or on the web at friedmanfinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
It's not about the money, money, money. We don't need your money, money, money. We just want to make the...
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9. We're hanging out in the North Shore 104.9 studios right across the street from the North Beverly train station. My name is Mark Friedman. I am president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above the now open and tasting fabulous Daniela's Ristorante. I ate there Tuesday night. It is amazing, folks, and it is different from Daniela's Cafe. If you have not yet swung by, well, I wouldn't encourage you to walk in because it looks like they are sold out for the next week and a half, it seems. I actually tried calling Daniela yesterday to see if I could sneak in for dinner last night. She laughed at me. She said, "Mark, normally I'd try to squeeze you in, but we are booked solid." And, you know, of course, with the new curfew that's in place where they have to kind of shut down a little early, it's really squeezing the amount of customers that they can take in the restaurant. But the patio is beautiful. The food is amazing. You'll love, love, love the first experience when you sit down and they hand you warm, delicious garlic bread on that ciabatta bread that they've made so fresh. It is fabulous. Food's great. You'll love the little touches. You feel like you're in your grandmother's Italian house. I mean, I thought it was pretty funny. One of the unique touches that I saw, and it's a little thing, but you go into the men's room, and I don't know what's in the ladies' room. I didn't check that out. But you go into the men's room, and next to the toilet is one of these pedestal ashtrays. You know, it's the ashtray that your grandfather or great-grandfather had. It was, it's kind of like brass all the way up with all this ornamental stuff. On the very top, it's marble with a little carve outs for where the cigar would sit. And you can almost smell the cigar in the house. And that's where Grandpa would sit. He'd sit there, smoke his cigar, let the cigar go out, all the ashes that are there. I mean, I remember that my grandfather, Jewish, I mean, he had one of those too, but I hadn't seen one of those in ages. So I don't know where they found that, but it was a great little touch to put in there. No, you can't smoke in the bathroom. Please, that's not what they're looking for. I think they'll use it for napkins or something like that at some point. But it was a great ornamental piece in the restaurant. You will love Daniela's Ristorante. Go check it out. If you go, tell Daniela we sent you or that you heard about it here on North Shore 104.9. Or perhaps you might just see me sitting at the bar one day because I generally like to go down there after work. So they do let me sit at the bar for a bit and it's okay. I'll look forward to seeing you. Anyways, hey, I want to thank those that have called in so far today. 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. You know, I want to thank Mike from Peabody who called in here a few minutes ago because his question is so typical for a question that I see all the time. Here's a guy who's working with a financial advisor, gives a financial advisor money, pays the financial advisor a fee for the money. And he says, and most financial planners, nice guys. They're doing a good job because my account's going up. That must mean they're doing a good job. But he has questions on how the investments get picked. Who's picking them? Can I make a change? Can I do that? And he's calling me. And I'm thinking to myself, you're paying this person. And I can't tell you how many people will say, well, I know I'm paying the financial advisor, but I know they're busy. I don't want to bother them. I don't really want to pester them. They're doing a job. My account's going up. Everything's good. So I really don't want to rock the boat here. I don't want to upset them. I don't want to make sure. I don't want them to make a mistake or do anything. Guys, that's what you're paying for. That is what you're paying for. Now, I understand if you were working with an advisor and they charged you a commission, a one-time commission, and then after that, there's no incentive for them to continue to talk to you. They've charged you a commission, and now you're looking for answers or advice to try to understand the portfolio. But folks, if you're working on a fee basis, and that's the way many people, especially people who are approaching retirement or in retirement, who are rolling over their 401k, whatever it is, they're working on a fee basis. And the advisor's making, say, 1%, 1.5% a year. Folks, you are paying them for advice, not for just simply delivering your money to an investment management firm. Because the advisor is essentially the middleman. Because the advisor, in many cases, isn't picking the funds. Now, in our office, we do pick the funds. But many people choose the easy way out, and they just want to be the gatherer. They gather the money, and they turn the money then over to this built and structured portfolio where somebody else has put it together. Somebody else has built the portfolio, and they say, all right, we'll just let it ride. Well, here's one of the dangerous things that we talk to our clients about in November and December, and it's one of the reasons that people love working with a firm like ours, because as much as we want to give you the right performance that you need for your account, and there's no guarantee that it will always happen, that it'll always work that way. I mean, I don't have a crystal ball, but I do know this is that you're going to have to pay taxes when there's gains. And as we approach the end of the season right now, there's this thing called a capital gain distribution. And because the markets have been so volatile, many funds will be paying what some call an extra dividend. Now, it's not really extra money to you. It's a way that a mutual fund pays out the accumulated gains that they've built in their portfolio. They pay it out to you, but the value of your account, the shares in your account, will drop. Now you're saying, Mark, that is very confusing. I have no idea what you mean by that. Well, when we get back, the next segment, I want you to understand how capital gain distributions work. Because I'll be very honest with you. Right now, if you're thinking about adding money to this market, adding money to stock funds, even bond funds for that matter, you want to be very careful that you're not investing money today and then being faced with a tax bill 2 days later. We'll explain that and more when we get back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Know when to walk away and know when to run. You never count your money. When you're sitting at the table, there'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, you should see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows, which can add considerable value to any home. See the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber.
Ever wonder why the Italians are so happy? You know, it's the food. Hi, Nick Yeba here, the owner of Teresa's Italian Eatery. I decided to create a place where you feel like part of that big Italian family. Dining over stories, great food, and lots of fine wine. Come to Teresa's Italian Eatery at 149 South Main Street, Route 114 in Middleton. Available for dine-in, takeout, and catering. Teresa's Italian Eatery. Dine like one big Italian family.
Hi, this is Mark Friedman of Friedman Financial. For more than 50 years, we've been providing individuals and families on the North Shore and Merrimack Valley with financial advice in a language you can understand. As each of us struggle to find answers in this uncertain environment, we're continuing to communicate with our clients in a variety of ways. Our weekly newsletter, our video town hall, our client teleconferences, and periodic phone calls continue to offer ways to address clients' questions despite remaining physically distant. If you're feeling alone and searching for rational advice during these emotional times, perhaps Friedman Financial can provide the comfort that you need. Give us a call at 978-531-8108. That's 978-531-8108. 8108 or visit us at FriedmanFinancial.com. That's Friedman, two E's and a D, financial.com. Friedman Financial, financial advice in a language you can understand.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through Friedman Financial, a registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Welcome back to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 1049. It is cold outside. There was frost outside, and now I know why the station is playing Christmas music. Man, I love the Christmas music that they play. Now, some people are saying, Mark, it's a little too early for the Christmas music. I'm good with it. I'm fine. My name is Mark Friedman. I'm president and CEO of Friedman Financial, located in Peabody, Massachusetts, right across the street from the North Shore Mall and just above the fabulous Daniela's Ristorante. We are here live in studio today, taking your calls and providing financial advice in a language you can understand. I think we're out of time for calls because I've got one final subject that I want to talk to you about. It's a little complicated. This is probably one of the most complicated subjects that I talk about on the radio. I do it every year, and I hope to take the next 6 or 7 minutes to try to give you that idea on how to do this. So here's the deal. It's called a capital gain distribution. And one of those things that we want to be very careful about in the month of November and December is to be careful about investing new money, not in retirement plans, but in personal investment accounts, without adding money and then finding yourself part of your money is about to be taxed. So let me explain to you something about how mutual funds work. When you see the price of a mutual fund in a paper, let's say a mutual fund is at $10 a share. The way they come up with that $10 a share is they add up all of the stocks that they have in the portfolio, and they multiply it times the number of shares that they have. So if they have 1 million shares of Google, you can do the math. 500 shares of Apple, you can add it all up, and then they divide it by the number of shareholders. But before they do the divide it by the number of shareholders, they have to do something else. Over the course of the year, these mutual fund managers make trades. Maybe they bought a little bit of Tesla and sold some Tesla. They bought some Dunkin' Donuts and sold Dunkin' Donuts. They bought GE and sold GE. So those gains or losses get added up, just like you would have to pay tax on those realized gains. Well, a mutual fund manager doesn't have to pay that. What they do is they build up this big bucket of either gains or losses, realized gains or losses that they have for the year, and it goes in a separate bucket. And so that amount of money is added up along with the value of all of the shares that we own. And then we divide it by the number of shareholders. So let's say the mutual fund stock price, mutual fund share price is $10 a share. Well, it's very possible that $2 of the $10 could be subject to the realized gain. And since the mutual fund company doesn't pay it, guess who pays it? You do. So what happens is on a particular date, and they announce what this date is, and they tell you in advance what it's going to be. They say, let's say on December 1st, we're going to pay out a $2 per share capital gain distribution. Well, that amount would be 20%, right? $2 on $10. We're going to pay that out. You say, wow, I'm going to make 20%. No, you're not. No, you're not. So what happens is, let's say you made an investment today of $100,000 today. And you think, okay, I made $100,000. And on December 1st, I told you they're going to pay that distribution, right? They're going to pay out 20%. So that's $20,000. You go, oh my God, I just got $20,000. Well, you got $20,000, but the share price, remember it was at $10 a share, is now at $8. Because remember, two of those $10 were part of the capital gain distribution bucket. So you can take that $20,000, and most people reinvest it back into the company. And so you buy more shares at that $8 price, but you have to pay tax on that $20,000. Now, that's not something you wanted to do if you were investing money today and find that you're stuck with 20% of your investment subject to tax right away. Folks, you need to be careful. Now, 20% is a high number. That's not what everybody's paying, but some companies are. Some companies are paying upwards of 30%. Most are paying in the 2-5 range. But wouldn't you want to know, if you were about to make an investment, wouldn't you want to be advised properly, if you had a financial advisor, to caution you on making sure that when you make an investment, you're not buying something that you're going to be taxed on tomorrow, or a week from now, or 2 weeks from now? Folks, there's a few different ways to do this. Number one is you contact your financial advisor and you say, hey, what are the capital gain distributions that are expected for my funds? I hope they know, because that's what we do all the month of November and into December. Secondarily, you can go to a couple places. Here's a great website to go to. Here's the financial advice in a language you can understand that we're going to close with today. Go to a website called Cap Gains Valet, CAPGAINS, Valet, VALET.com, Cap Gains Valet. Go to that website. What you do is you put in the symbols of the mutual funds that you own, and you find out what are the capital gain distributions expected and when are they ready to pay. The answer is there for you, folks. It's free information. Yes, you can go to the individual mutual funds too, but Cap Gains Valet does a nice job putting it all together. We've got systems in our office that we can do it like that. We want to continue to provide you with financial advice in a language you can understand, and we are ready to do it. I hope you have a great day today. We are out of here. I'll be back again next Sunday with more financial advice in a language you can understand. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial on North Shore 104.9.
Thanks for tuning into Dollars and Cents with Friedman Financial. During the show, specific investments may have been discussed. These discussions are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations. Please consult a certified financial planner, tax professional, or attorney to determine what is appropriate for you. Consider your investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of an investment company before investing. That's because investing involves risk, including a loss of principal. A prospectus contains this and other information about mutual funds, variable annuities, and variable annuity subaccounts. Prospectuses should be read carefully before making an investment. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment and financial planning advice is offered through Mark's firm, Friedman Financial, which is a registered investment advisor and a separate entity from LPL. Thanks again for tuning in. See you next Sunday at 8 a.m.